A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, neighbor. I like you. Mm-hmm. Sure. You know what we're going to do today, boys and girls? Well, today, I'm going to talk about the number three. Mm-hmm. Sure. Did you know that the number three is a magic number? Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Do you know that all sorts of things come in threes, boys and girls? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's the Three Stooges. They come in threes, huh? Mm-hmm. Sure. And then there's French hens that, in that Christmas song, they come in threes too, huh? Mm-hmm. Sure. There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. I can't keep a straight face doing this. I can't. I just can't. There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. Do you like that song, neighbor? Me neither. I don't like it either. Did you know that when I hear Lionel Richie sing that song, Three Times a Lady, did you know that I just want to shove a pencil in my left ear? Did you know that, neighbor? Sure you did.
First thing I want to say is it's 5:30 o'clock on the dot. And next, it's Friday! I know you're excited. Easy. Easy now. That's the Cars, and hello again here at the Arrow. And I got to tell you, can you turn that down just a little bit? Okay, good. I wanted to mention this, too. I'm just really happy. I'm happy about Rick Ocasek and the Cars, aren't you? Yeah, they're now officially in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's good. That's a good thing. That's positive. They're headed our direction, you know, is what I want to say there. The big induction ceremony, when was that? It was a couple of weeks ago, I think, in Cleveland. I think on the 14th, April 14th. Yeah. I'm not sure when we'll be able to see it. Anybody seen that yet on HBO? I think it's on HBO. It might already be on. Anyway, the Cars, they got nominated and they got in this year. They are part of the class of 2018 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's good. Who else? Got Moody Blues. Who else? Bon Jovi. Let's see. Cars, Moody Blues, Bon Jovi, Dire Straits. Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She got in for the, she got the award for early influence. She's no longer with us, of course, I would imagine, but she got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nod for early influence. And they also inducted Nina Simone. Will somebody call me, please, and tell me? Call me right now and tell me who the crap is Nina Simone. No, really. I gotta know. Or who the crap is Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Who are these people? Look, I know a little bit about the history of rock and roll, right? In fact, I know quite a bit about rock and roll and the history thereof. But somewhere along the way, I must have missed those two names because... But look, I'm willing to be educated, okay? If anybody out there has ever heard of Sister Rosetta Tharpe or Nina Simone, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who are they? So if anybody's ever heard of those two and what they did to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you need to call and let me know. Will you do that? I thought those Rock and Roll Hall of Fame people could never outdo themselves after back in 2010 they inducted ABBA, or back in 2011 when they let that blowhard Neil Diamond in. Now they're putting names in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that nobody's ever heard of. I think they're just making up names. I really do. I think they just go, well, we got to have somebody else in here. You know, somebody that's nobody's ever heard of. So we can't, you know, let's just pick a name. Let's Google some name. And so those are the two names they came up with. I don't know. But call me and let me know. By the way, did I mention that it's Friday? It's Friday.
John Carter in the morning. The music you grew up with all day. 103.5. The Arrow.
Okay, Gary Michaels, our Five for the Drive guy, he's up listening this morning, and this is, I just got a text from him, and he said, hey, you should give me Aero Studio attribution because I'm up listening to you. No, I don't do that. You can't. Can we do that? Should we? No, we got to name the Aero Studios after one of our great Aero listeners. Gary, I'm sorry. But we love your Five for the Drive, and we love it when you're on in the afternoon, too. So thanks for all you do. Okay, so earlier this morning, I was trying to figure out who Rosetta Tharpe was, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, because she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? Somebody called up and said, well, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, that's easy. She did that that nun song back in the... Was that the 70s? Was that her? Was that Sister Rosetta Tharpe? So let me get this straight. She gets in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because of that one song back in the 70s that... I don't even think she sang that song. Wasn't that Sally Fields that did that one? Come on, she was the flying and the singing nun, wasn't she? Oh, she was the flying nun, wasn't she? No, okay. Folks, I'm pretty happy to announce on Friday morning we have achieved Friday ASA. Aero Studio attribution has been achieved. I am officially naming the Aero Studios today in an official fashion after Franz Ottenberger from Harriman. Yeah, he was my first loyal and dedicated caller of the morning. Nice work, Franz. Well done. I'm sending you, number one, a pack of Eagle Claw fish hooks, as I'm sure you know. We always give those away. I'm also putting you in my drawing at the end of the month for a 12-pack of them little red and white bobbers that they use when they're fishing for crappie at Willard Bay. And, but wait, there's more. Your name is also going to appear in Sunday's Ward Bulletin. And, Franz, I'm fixing to walk over next door to my house later today and ask the stake president if he can pull some strings to get your name in the May Steak newsletter also. Franz Ottenberger from Harriman, nice work on ASA or Aero Studio attribution. We're having the Aero Studios named after you all morning long. It means absolutely nothing whatsoever, Franz, but it's all part of the fun. I forgot to mention that today is, it's true, you can look this up. I'm not making this crap up. I don't make this stuff up, folks, on this show. I don't. It's true. You can look it up today. Believe it or not, is national, and I've got one now. Hold on. National, it's National Hairball Awareness Day. No, it is. It's National, you can look it up. National Hairball Awareness Day. What is that? I guess they want you just to be aware of the hair ball. I don't know. I've never heard of National Hairball Awareness Day, and I'm not sure I want to be aware of a hairball. Do you? You want to be aware of that? I don't know. I just like to know who comes up with this crap. Today is also, and I'm going to need some calls on this. I will need your help on this. Today, folks, is National Tell a Story Day. So will somebody, anybody, will you please call me when you get a minute? 470 570 or 670 1035. Call me and just tell me a little story. That's all. Just tell me any story at all. I'm just in the mood for a few stories today. Any story from your life at all, anything you want to say, anything you want to tell me as far, you know, put it in story form, make it somewhat brief, because it's only a four-hour show. Call me and tell me a story on National Tell a Story Day. 470-570 or 670-1035. I'm not sure why I'm in the mood to hear stories today, other than the fact that it's National Tell a Story Day. But let's hear a couple of stories. My Storytime hotline numbers again, 45 or 670-1035. And whilst you're thinking about doing that and calling me for a story, I'm thinking about giving away free crap on the John Carter Kickstarter.
It's time now here at the Aero.
It's time now on the Aero.
For the John Carter.
John Carter.
For the John Carter.
For the John Carter.
John Carter.
For the John Carter Kickstarter.
You pretty excited about it? Well, if you're that excited about it, just go ahead and give me hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Just one. That's all I need on Friday because I'm already awake, fully awake and caffeinated. Concert tickets in the prize pile today, as many as you want. I have, however many you want as far as concert tickets. Skid, you know, I can give you four if you want. However many you want, call me and win those tickets. Skid Row, Vixen, live, DeJoria Center up in beautiful scenic Camas. Did I ever get a winner on this one? I don't think I did. What? No? No winner on this one. So you got to think about it and call me when you get a minute, okay? This was on the survey that asked people what they couldn't live without. I'm going to give you a big clue on this one today, okay? Number one, of course, was the internet. We know that. That's what people in the survey said they couldn't live without. The internet, the World Wide Webnet thingy, that was number one. I'm going to tell you what number two was, and this might help you. The second thing in the survey that people couldn't live without is television or TV. Now, all I need is number three. The third thing in the survey that people said they couldn't live without. Hey, how about Fridays? No, that wasn't it. Let's see. It's not the John Carter Aero Morning Show, the wake-up show. It's not music. It's not, S-E-X, the horizontal mambo. That's not it. What's the third thing in this survey that people said they just couldn't live without? Call me when you get a minute because I'm here all morning. I might be getting a cold or something. I don't know. There's just stuff in my throat. You know what that means? Monday off. Woo! Another day off. Oh, I can't come in. I got a sore throat. No, I don't know what's going on. I'm coughing up stuff. I don't know what it is. It's sputum. No, it's not. Hold on. I didn't mean to say sputum. Sorry. That's the word of the day. What's the word of the day? Sputum. No, I think Sue Kelly wouldn't. She would call it spittle. Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, fronds. I didn't mention this, but along with the Eagle Claw fish hooks that I'm sending you for achieving Aero Studio Attribution today, fronds, I'm going to send you a replica of the actual Winder's Dairy milk crate that our afternoon guy, that shrimpy little short Gary Michaels, that's the actual Winder's Dairy milk crate that he has to stand on every afternoon to reach the mic because he's like 4'8". It's true. Gary's pretty short. So it's a replica. I can't send you the actual Winder's Dairy milk crate because he needs it later on today for 5 for the drive. He's got to stand on that to reach the mic, okay? So there you go. Franz Ottenberger from Harriman. Nice work. How are you today and whatnot?
I'm good, John. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. What can I do for you on Friday morning? By the way, hold on just a sec. We have not had have we had any woo-hoos yet? Anybody call with a woo-hoo? Let's hear yours. Give me a woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
That's not bad. It had a little bit of woo, and, it wasn't plentiful with who, but we'll take it. It's the first woo-hoo of the morning, officially. What's your name?
My name is Bob.
Bob, I'm glad you called. I'm so happy you're one of our great Aero listeners, and let me give you a golf clap for all of that. What can I do for you?
I'm wondering if you got an answer on the Kickstarter yet.
No, and I'm glad you called about it. So let's go over it again. Survey. People said, this is for concert tickets. People said, wow, we think we can't live without the internet. That's got to be number one as far as what people can't live without. Number two, TV. Number three, Bob.
Cell phones.
Cell phone is incorrect. I want you to take another guess because somebody guessed that yesterday, and I think the previous day that we had this question going. This has been kind of a brain tickler for a few days.
Well, my only other guess would be fishing, but that's just...
No, not fishing or golfing, but yeah. Think about it. Call me back. I'm here all morning. Try the veal, and don't forget to tip your waitress, okay?
Right on. Thanks, John.
Bob, have an incredible, splendorificus Aero weekend now, won't you? I know you will. How are you today and stuff?
Good.
I'm good, too, but in order to find out, if I'm good, you'd have to say... Hey, thanks for asking me how I am. How are you? You want to try that or something?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Okay, that's better. Next time you call, if you don't do that, because I'm trying to teach people to be courteous when they call and when I say, how are you? And they say, I'm good, and move on with their own agenda. I just feel left out, and I got to be honest with you, it hurts my feelers.
I'm sorry. Don't mean to hurt your feelers.
Okay. What can I do for you today?
Well, I was wondering if anybody answered the... that survey question.
Yeah, it's a survey, and it's all about what people can't live without. A bunch of people were asked, surveyed, whatever, if, what were the things they couldn't live without. Number one was the internet. Number two, TV. Number three. I'm looking for number three.
Number three. I would say their washing machine.
It's not a major appliance, no.
No. All right.
Okay, what's your name?
Robert,
thanks so much for listening and, being here on the Aero Morning Show. It just makes me feel terrific. First, you got to hear this story. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Ford is phasing out cars? Wow. So evidently, and this is true, it's not evidently, it's really true. It's been 110 years since the first Model T rolled off an assembly line, the Ford Model T. And now, in a move that nobody could ever imagine, Ford has decided to start phasing out car sales. It's true! The company announced yesterday that it will not, listen to this, Ford will not invest in next generations of traditional Ford sedans of North America. Yeah. They plan to transition to just two cars over the next few years. I may quiz you on this. They're going to transition to the Ford Mustang and the new Ford Active, which is a crossover vehicle. That'll be released next year. That means no more Ford Fiesta, no more Ford Focus, no more Ford Fusion, C-Max, or Taurus sedans and coupes here in North America. Wow. The Lincoln sedans are also expected to vanish. Ford hasn't said exactly when the Taurus and other models will be phased out, but the company's statement says almost 90% of its North American portfolio will be trucks, utilities, and commercial vehicular units by the year 2020. Auto industry experts say the move is bold. It's a bold move from Ford, but not totally unexpected given the continuing shift among consumers away from cars and towards SUVs. Plus, Ford's car sales have been just crap for the past couple of years, and there's no end in sight to the decline of traditional cars. Is this for reals? Is it? Could this, you know, we're not making up stuff on this, are we? No, this is true. This is a real story. No more Ford Fusion. Wow. No more C-Max or Taurus. Look, I can understand why they're dumping the Ford Fiesta. Have you ever seen a Ford Fiesta? Have you ever driven a Ford Fiesta? Okay, then. I'm going to double check on this, but I think this year's model, the 2018 Ford Fiesta, I think it made the cover of Faulty Wiring magazine, didn't it? I think it did. And that! Not only that, but it was a model where they put the windshield wipers on the inside of the car, wasn't it? So, you know, they had a couple of recalls on that. Anyway, that's your setup story for my concert ticket winning morning show recall coming up at 8:45. So it's easy. All you have to do to win tickets for the funniest guy in America, Jim Gaffigan, live at Viv Arena later in December, is be the first to call me at 8:45, okay? Just tell me which five Ford models they plan to 86 in the near future. That crappy Ford Fiesta, the Ford Focus, the Fusion, the C-Max, and the Taurus. Maybe they should reboot the Ford Pinto. That's not a bad idea, actually, for Ford. There's a good thought for you, Ford, the Ford Motor Company. Just bring us back the Pinto. It's that one that when you hit it from behind, it caught on fire, right? Okay, I'll see you back here at 8:45. Don't forget me. I'm counting on you. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you today?
Not bad. Are you ready for Disneyland coming up at 7 a.m.?
I am, but I'm hoping you'll help me out because I missed a word.
Okay. I could probably do that. I'm that kind of a guy. The generosity on this morning show never even ceases to amaze me, and it's my show. Go ahead.
New spectacular at Disneyland. I missed ride. Am I right?
Say it again.
New spectacular at Disneyland.
You need the second word. Should I give it to you now?
Please. Not that I'd ever be caller 10, but...
Well, come on now. Look, don't undersell yourself. You can get in here as caller 10. It's not that hard. The word is, you're going to... Before I give it to you, how much money do you have? Loose change, dollar bills? Do you have any fives?
I work with your brother-in-law, so that should tell you how much money I have.
Wait a minute. You work with Steve Weller?
Yeah, I do.
Are you guys at the post office this morning just throwing the mail, or what are you doing?
Well, they are. I get it going. I carry the mail, so I got to wait for their lazy butts to get done.
Okay. The word you're looking for is fireworks.
Okay, so it's new fireworks spectacular at Disneyland.
Yeah, thanks for giving it to everybody. So he's a nice guy. He really is a nice guy. Fun at parties. And he just won a Disney gift card, but wait, there's more, folks. Terry Cowan from Farmington was also lucky enough to be the very first to hear Monday's first Disney keyword, which is spend. Okay, so well done, Terry. Nicely done. That's your first secret magic word for Monday. The next keyword on the way at 9:10 for you. There's five keywords every day. The first one is spend. Terry was lucky enough to hear that today, okay? Hey, I've got free lunch at Pat's Barbecue, and I'll throw in concert tickets for Aerofest Volume 1. I've got tickets for Styx and Joan Jett. Yeah, Styx is coming to town. Styx, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. Tesla. That'll be June 4th at USANA Amphitheater. Got those tickets for you. And I'll make it quick with a quick little John Carter quickie. That's coming up next in mere momentitos. We've got Andrew Wittenberg from KSL5. He's got news we can all use. There's going to be a great big party tonight, too.
Big party tonight.
Kind of excited.
You gonna
about
come down?
Yeah, I think tonight I will.
Nice.
I'm gonna come down 6:30 to 8 at the Triad Center. 6:30 to 8:30, and big jazz, pregame warm up thing.
We'll talk about the jazz here in a moment. First headlines this morning, John. Interesting story out of the Korean Peninsula today. It looks like the South Korean President Moon Jae-in and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have met. They have come into some sort of an agreement, it looks like, to formally end the Korean War, which is, you probably know, has just been in a military stalemate for, 60 years or so.
It started in 52?
1950, then ended in this stalemate in 1953.
Wow.
Since then, it's technically not ended. There's just been a stalemate, no truce, no peace treaty. And so that is going to come to an end. Also in agreement, it looks like there's going to be a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. That is great news. This is interesting. I mean, this is historic. These two meeting and then each president stepping on either side, the other side of the North Korean border and then the South Korean border. It's just fascinating to watch this all play out, but it appears as though there may be some massive agreement between both North and South Korea this morning that could potentially ease these tensions. Families that have been separated for decades are going to be able to have a place to go and meet with each other.
Yeah.
Previously, that has been a practically impossible situation to occur.
Wow.
A lot of good news coming out of the Korean Peninsula this morning. That is the big breaking news. Also, more breaking news early this morning while you were sleeping. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have formally announced the name of their royal baby.
His name is Butch.
No, not Butch. It is Louis Arthur Charles.
I knew it was gonna be something royal like that.
Louis Arthur Charles, His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge, the name coming from Kensington Palace earlier this morning. And there was some actual confusion because it's spelled L-O-U-I-S. We were wondering, so wait, is it the British pronunciation? Is it Louis?
Yeah.
Or is it the French?
Louis?
But it is Louis, nod to another member of the royal family. I believe Prince Philip's uncle or something died in 1979. And then the middle name, the Louis is in the middle name of a bunch of the royals there in the UK, so is certainly getting a lot of attention
today.
Got
to get Laurie Pritchard up here because she speaks French.
So je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
Right? So there's that. You mentioned the jazz party. Big jazz game tonight. Game 6 against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Vivint Smart Home Arena. Tip time 8:30. We want all of our friends, viewers, and listeners, wherever you may be around this wonderful world, to come join us tonight for a pregame party, cheering on the jazz, food, face painting. A lot of fun to be had by all right here at the corner of South Temple and Third West.
Now, because this is game 6,
yes,
we've promised to bring in Doug, the field goal kicking donkey.
Ooh.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Doug should be there about 7 o'clock.
Now, I know that he doesn't just come for everything. So.
No, yeah. Will the Jazz Bear come by? Or
maybe. I don't know. Maybe we can get the Jazz Bear to come by for a little bit.
Good deal.
It's going to be a
Johnny,
ton of fun, though.
Johnny, if you're listening, be sure and be there.
This is a big one. The hottest ticket in town, and they are quite expensive tickets to boot. $83 just for standing room only tickets. $110 looks like it'll get you an upper level seat, and yeah, you're north of $200 if you want to sit down in the lower bowl just to get in the arena.
Okay, how about ice cream?
You know, it's probably going to cost you, what, $5-$7 or something for that?
$10 for Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, $10-$12 for that.
Thanks for coming.
Going to be a good game, though, tonight. Go Jazz. We'll be cheering them on for sure.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right, my friend. We'll see you in an hour.
He'll be back 1 hour from now. Andrew Wittenberg from KSL5. Follow him on 5. He does the morning show with the very talented Laurie Pritchard. I don't know if you know about Laurie. She's a heck of a singer. One day on the show, on my show, she sang this.
Pour some sugar on me.
So, see, that shows the breadth of her talent, Laurie Pritchard and Andrew Wittenberg. Check them out on KSL5. Research that I'm looking at right here, and finally they found it. They found the ultimate. It proves once and for all that this is the best and most intimate way to tell someone how you really feel.
I'm going to say holding hands.
Holding hands. Judges, does it have anything to do with holding hands? Cuddling, maybe? Something like that? Something very intimate along those lines? No.
No. Oh, darn.
It is intimate. According to this research project, it's intimate. And this will really, really tell them how you really feel. It's not buying them anything, you know, like flowers or candy or anything like that. Because, you know, that stuff, I mean, that's just superficial.
Right. I agree with that.
Okay, listen, think about it. Will you? And call me back because I want to send you to Aerofest Volume 1, that Styx and Tesla and Joan Jett and stuff.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That'll be June 4th at USANA Amphitheater. It is the best and most intimate way to tell somebody how you really feel. I'm looking at this survey right here, this research, and that's what it says. What is it?
Stick your tongue in their mouth or their nose or their ear. Now, which one do you choose, Jumpin' JC?
Stop it. Stop it. All right. Next call. This is the Aero. What is it?
Is it a hug?
No, it's not anything like that, like hugging or cuddling or anything. Yeah, sorry. What's your name?
Oh, darn it. This is Julie.
Julie. I've been waiting all morning for your call, Julie.
I know. I'm your favorite stalker.
How's it going? How's everything? You're from, wait a minute, Julie, from where?
West Haven.
That's right. How's everything in the realms of West Haven today?
It's a fabulous day.
Okay, is it sunny?
It is very sunny.
Are you going to be up to like 82 degrees like we are?
Yes.
Oh, man, I can't wait. It's going to be fabulous. I'm going to put on a halter top later. And I know you want those concert tickets for Aerofest Volume 1, Styx and Tesla and Joan Jett. What do you think? How do you tell somebody how you really feel? What's the best and most efficient and effective way?
Saying I love you.
I just called to say I love you. Call them, maybe, and tell them you love them?
Just tell them you love them anyway.
You what? However, say it again?
Just being able to say I love you to them.
I know. That's a really hard thing for a lot of people. Sydney and I, we try to do that, you know, whether we mean it or not, we try to do that like 5 times a day. No, look, we mean it. We always, look, we mean it all the time. I didn't mean to say that. I'm going to be in trouble for that later. No, it has nothing to do with saying you love them, although you could say that with this form of communication. Does that help you?
A hug?
A hug? No, it's not a hug. I already said it wasn't a hug. What's your name?
Cheryl.
Where are you from, Cheryl?
I'm from Draper.
Draper! Oh, a Draperonian, a Draperanian. We love our Draper friends out there. Okay, listen, think about this and call me back because I'm here all morning, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, I was going to say bye. I wanted to say bye first. Well, I want to say recent research or new research. Anyway, it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt once and for all that this is the best and most intimate way to tell somebody how you really feel when you want to tell them how you really feel. And it's not, you know, FTD flowers or a Hallmark card. Somebody called up, thought it might be give them popcorn or a, you know, nice cheese and meat assortment. No, it's not bake them cookies. You don't have to give them anything. You just have to do this. It's the best and most intimate way to tell somebody how you really feel.
How about an email or a text?
What's your name?
Jack.
Jack?
Yeah.
A winner! Okay, here's the story. If you want to electronically whisper sweet nothings into your true love's ear, you can, well, you should do it in an email instead of a voicemail. That's what it says. Now, why is that, Jack? An email is more effective than a voice message when it comes to expressing romantic feelings, according to researchers from Indiana University in Bloomington. Previous research, Jack, not to mention good old common sense, suggests that a voicemail message is a more intimate way to connect with others, especially with someone you love. But that's not true for millennials. Advantages of writing a romantic email over leaving a voicemail. According to the study, emails contain more positive content than voicemail, perhaps to compensate for the medium's inability to convey a vocal tone. An email allows the sender to edit the message as it's being composed. Something, Jack, that can't be done with a voicemail. Like, you know, when you mess up and say, oh, I really love you. I love you almost as much as playing golf. Oops. We typically spend more time writing an email, and that extra effort appears to increase arousal on the part of the sender. I'm just happy I got to use the word arousal on my show today. Finally, we aren't taking shortcuts when it comes to romantic emails by using emoticons and emojis. Instead, we choose our words carefully to make sure the language conveys our full meaning. So, you know, people, if you're listening, put your love in an email. Put your feelings right there in an email. Or, hey, here's an idea. Go to that person you're trying to convey love and feelings to. Sit down with them, hold their hand, look deeply into their eyes, and just say it! You know, whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to people actually talking? You know, Jack, call me old-fashioned, but hey, right? Have you missed my old buddies, you know, Timmy?
and the Bible Brothers. Remember those guys? Hi, I'm Timmy. Remember that? Remember that little Timmy guy? Hi. And then Pop would come in and, I don't know, tell him he's stupid or something. I don't know. He didn't do that. Did Pop ever call Timmy dumb? Oh, he did, yeah. Anyway, if you've missed Timmy, the Bible Brothers, say hallelujah. And our old friend, Mr. Twister, if you've missed those guys over the years, there's some good news. They are now living forever, digitally on the Arrow app. Download the 103.5 Arrow app, and you can get that on iTunes or Google Play or other locations, other places. And you can catch up with the complete cast of wacky characters from, I don't know, when did we play that stuff? 80s? 90s? I don't know. 70s? Was I around in the 70s? Yes, I was. It's the Arrow app. If you download that now, you can hear all that stuff. It's all thanks and powered by WCF Insurance.